Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you all today with peace and with love. We're here broadcasting live at Christ Successful Life Ministries, where Sam Billy Eugene Tamman is pastor. We thank God for him, his family, his lovely wife. We thank God for the church family. We thank the Lord for all of you that are tuning in, whether it's all of Africa, those that's in Italy and the UK and Greece and Hong Kong and China and Russia and Australia, Switzerland, wherever you may be tuning in now. We just thank God for all of you that are listening in now all over the world. And so right now we're going to take you into the sanctuary where you will hear prayer, praise, and worship, and then you will hear the word of God. And also within a few more hours, we will be coming live from High Praise Cathedral, where Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton are pastors. So right now we're going to take you into the sanctuary here at Christ Successful Life Ministries, and we pray that you all will have a blessed and happy Sunday.
How can this be? How can this be? Jesus, explain to me. How can this happen? How can this be? How can this be? Jesus answered and said unto him, you are the Spirit of Israel, and you do not know him. You are the teacher. You have been in church all these years. You make me cry like this. You are the teacher, and yet you don't know me. I look at verse 11. But I say unto you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen. But you do not believe our witness. If I have told you earthly things, you do not believe. How will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? This one again was something. It was just a foundation. Jesus said, being born again is not even something I'm talking about. This is just the basic. And yet you cannot get the basic. How can I stand upon heavenly things? It's like sometimes as a child of God who studies the word, you get involved in it. A little debate with people and it's not the foundation. Not the foundation. Not the basic. Why? Because they don't study the word. Nicodemus was the guy that lived by the Ten Commandments. If you want to hear a good description of Nicodemus, read Matthew 19. Those are the Pharisees. That's the way they live. They tell you to do one thing, why they don't do it themselves. But Jesus had this confrontation. And after I read this story, it helped me a lot with my spiritual walk. Why? Because I used to try lots of mean people to convince people about the word of God, but I came to understand that many of the time people don't have the basic revelation of who Jesus is, and that's why we struggle with our Christian life, we struggle with our life, our career. If you see for a second, if the revelation of eternity gets into your mind, if the revelation of what heaven looks like, you can perceive it, you will have great things for heaven. Did you hear what I just said? Praise the Lord. If the revelation of heaven, what heaven looks like, if you know the revelation of heaven gets into your brain, nothing else is nothing. So the problem is, many of us, we think that heaven is so abstract. It's so abstract-like. Glory, so dumb in the cloud. Very far, that cannot come close to me when I'm in trouble. And that's why we still struggle. We still struggle with life-saving. We still struggle with cheating. We still struggle with the word of God. We're still not passionate about the things of God because we have not had the revelation. But when the people perceive and understand and have a revelation about the kingdom of God, there is absolutely no way you can stop them. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're talking about revelation. one thing to fight in this way. You see, many of us, we had our revelation experience when we came to America the first time. Amen. When personally, when I was home, I used to watch, there was a movie called Miami Vice. How many of you ever heard of that movie? Miami Vice. How many of you ever heard of Santa Barbara? Another beautiful movie. Amen. I mean, we used to watch all these American movies. I mean, you see people, they come to the house, they go to the fridge, they put something to drink, the food, you know, they have all these nice new jeans, they climb on the bed with their shoes. I mean, everywhere they show was beautiful. Man, I used to stay up 11 o'clock to watch my husband. Because you see, beautiful cars. I mean, when we were coming here, we thought that, man, and for some people that came with a green card lottery, we were told that once you get here, the government gives you a car and a house. I mean, we expected that once you land in this place, I mean, come on. $1 in those our days was 800 francs, Cameroon francs. 800. That was a lot of money. You said $100 could have been $80,000 or something, and with $80,000 you could do a lot in Cameroon in those days. Yeah. But when we landed here, what a revelation. What a revelation. You say the first thing, you don't see the car, you don't see the house, you have to hang out with some uncle that does not even want you to be around. While you were in Cameroon coming, they were excited for your coming. But after 1 week, they have a meeting, say, hey, man, you got to look for a job. Amen? But because of the reality on the ground, for the first week, your phone calls, maybe you give them $100, you make sure you call all your friends back home and let them know you're here. But after a month, now, behold, you start understanding the reality of the place. And as a result of the reality that you understand, your activities are forced to change. You don't want to call anybody anymore because you don't have the money. Then you realize that the job that they send the white people to not buy, you can do any job, you can do anything, it's not even there. As a result, the list is your activity. Now, let me put it in the plan of God. If some of us can understand what awakes us as Christians, if some of us can understand what God has in store for us, it's like if God can open the door a little bit, open your eyes to just see what heaven looks like, you will envy nobody else. Amen? What you can do is see. If God does not reveal it to you, Paul in the Bible, who was a killer, believed the word of God so much that he was going to leave according to every word. He was killing people. But when he had an encounter with God, when he had an encounter with Jesus, and he had that revelation of who Jesus was, we could not stop him from preaching the gospel. Amen? We could not stop him. So every child of God, man, woman, child, we need a revelation of who Jesus is. Because when I was to come to this country, when I had the Jesus to come here, just based on the entities that I have seen, my joy was completed. I have not been here. I was excited based on what I have seen. Based on what was revealed to me. If I we were watching the Olympics the other day and they're showing all the countries of the world. And I discovered the names of some countries that I didn't know they existed. I discovered some countries that I didn't know that they're even on planet Earth. These are countries that are doing very well financially. But those days when I was home, I was not long
I love you. I'm not You never change your glory. We And as they come forward, I'm going to talk to them a little about this church. It is called Christ Successful Life Ministries. Amen.
Okay.
And this is the pastor, Pastor Tandula, right here. And I'm his wonderful wife. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the vision of the Bible, the vision of the church is from Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. So if you find time, you're more than welcome to look at it. Amen. So the vision here is to equip the children of God to be successful in life in every aspect of life, spiritually, financially, materially, every life. Amen. So that is the vision of this church. Amen. And I'm going to ask the sister where their names are, where they come from. Amen. See how that easy that was?
Yeah, I know. My name is
Janet Tarapa.
I come from
California. Amen. Amen. You're welcome, sister. My sister. Lord, I'm
visiting my sister.
Amen. All the way from England. Woo! Everybody knows what's going on in England right now. Amen.
Amen.
This is Aaron here from London. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We here at Christ of Central Life have too much love to pass around. And we're going to love you in Christ of Central Life way. Amen. So I'm going to warn you, you're going to get lots of love. Amen. So get yourself ready. Praise the Lord.
Let's try to go back to the quiet of the school.
Over there, brother, please. Can you please come forward? Amen. Last Sunday while we were here worshiping our own dear beloved, who is Brother Chris's wife, died in an accident. I'm sure you guys remember her. Sister Uche, Sister Lena, the one who prays a lot. They always see where he's sitting, and today he's sitting alone. And it's this car accident happened in New York, Queens, New York, and five of them died during that accident, and three of them are still in the hospital. So our brother, it's been a very, very, very tough week, and I don't know, I'm going to give the mic to the brother to just say a word, so please put them in prayer, because it's a very, very, very difficult thing to go through. And that same Sunday, he had gone there for their convention, and she was going to come back that day. And, you know, the brother started calling, and the sister did not respond, so he said something was wrong with her phone. It wasn't something wrong with her phone. It was something wrong with her. Okay,
for the
praise the Lord. If I'm not one of the people that will be thinking, oh, did she go to church? No. She was a faithful believer. She was devout from the genesis of this ministry. But with all that said, we still have to have hope. Amen. So that the enemy does not rejoice. Praise the Lord. So that the enemy does not rejoice. And by something pass through what has happened to cause more confusion and more pain. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the book of Thessalonians, it's the New Testament. This is the book that Paul wrote. I'm going to do a brief recap of what we studied or we talked about last week. Last week we talked about the mind. And while we were preaching here about what happened in Colorado, all of us remember what happened in Colorado where many people were killed. Many innocent people were killed by a gunman who is still alive. Lawyers that have been hired to defend him. We talked about the fact that when the mind of the person is corrupted, that person is himself or herself corrupted. We saw in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, where Paul was talking about transformation. Can you do me a favor? This is the last one at the end of the So we talked about the fact that Paul, taking the Romans, they be transformed by the receiving of the mind. And we said the reason why people want it, so the enemy comes to your mind. The enemy comes into your mind and it pushes them to do what they cannot do. We talked about the fact that our mind is like a garden. Whatever you sow in that garden is what is going to grow. Whatever you allow in your mind, whatever you allow, whatever you think, sing on, that's what's going to happen. And we talk about the fact that these young men have been made sitting on killing people for that month. They've been living for a little longer. But why it was going into that theater where people were to watch movies, where people were to have fun. Now it's terror became a place for somebody to pop out of it. And where did it start? Not on his feet, not on his eyes, not on his ears, but on his mind. All that would stop this young man from doing what he did was a change of mind. It was good for him to say, you know what, I have planned this thing, but I decide now in my mind that I'm not going to do it anymore. So even for a believer, our mind is very important. What we think is important. First of all, what we need to sit down right now is God, how to flash your mind. We're pretty free. Flash your thoughts. So people be thinking about their job. So people be thinking about their rent. So people be thinking about all kinds of stuff. So people be analyzing somebody's hair, somebody's dress, doing all kinds of thinking in the place. If the Lord protects our mind here, so people be saying amen. So people say no amen. But we won't be telling why city is not possible. But Paul wrote to the Romans and said, if you want to enjoy your security, if you want to be successful in life, all it takes is a thing, a way of thinking. We said, if your thinking is corrupted, you are corrupted. If you have a contempt and pain, in your mind, and you are on me, man. We talked about the fact that when you sing a song, the faith that the word is the music from the song is the mind. By God, the practical position is for the practical position of the Olympics. You see them running, they're doing all these things. It's not because some of them are stronger than you. But because they're moving in their mind that they can do those things. It is the mind. Running and activities is nowhere else. You also have nothing to do with you running. Let me have some people here who are struggling to do. So mind that your leg has nothing to do. Your hand has nothing to do with it. It is here. If you have a defeated mind, you'll be defeated for the rest of your life. And that is why the Bible says, my people carry the word, lack of proper mind.
Can you do that?
And that's like Paul was saying, for you to be saying positive or negative, it's all things to your mind. Sometimes when you are good, and you say that you feel the joy of the Lord, you think of your mind, today I'm going to rejoice. It's a choice. Then now he says something very impressive. He says, this is the day the Lord has made, what will happen? I will rejoice. I pick up my mind to examine. He did not even know what the day holds, but it is the day. Regardless of what is going upon me, I have made up my mind to rejoice. So whatever comes now. Because I know what will be said on the day of Monday. Oh my God, Monday is here. You see, all because of your mind. So, when we look around, we don't do anything. I'm already confused on my clothes and things, but what's this? So, God said, for you to move up for eight, for three, the book of God, let's read that.
Now, let me explain what the revelation says. All
what you desire or want. Listen very carefully. If you forget everything I've said, all of what you desire from us is two things. Obedience or will. Two things. Obedience and the willingness. Two things. Obedience and the willingness. Ability is not yours. It is His. He said he is able to put exceedingly abundantly above what he has been provided. It means when you have obedience and willingness to walk in the fruit of the land. The reason why we struggle is because our minds have been conditioned that is by our strength. No, why don't you find our strength and more than prevail? Amen. Paul speaking to the Philippians, he said, my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what he has been provided. Paul says, I can do all things through who? Through Christ. So all it takes is our mind is willing to obey. Am I willing to control my mind in a way that whatever God says, I will obey? By myself, some of us here, looking at me. There is no way in hell to keep your family for more. You can do 15 jobs, meet all the money, meet all the prayers, but never come out of poverty. It's a fact. You can do things. Let the enemy not deceive you that just missing one prayer night will make you part of the temple. Okay. Don't let the enemy believe that when you need something from the by somewhere an extra hour of 10 hours an hour will make a change in the finances. Okay. But what would be when I came to this country and had all my family members back home when I do friends is also someone friends that help me. Our teachers that help me, you want to take care of them. What would you find? $100 is not my need. $1,000 for a big family. What would you say? Even now, in Cameroon, $10,000 is the money for soda. In our days, when we're back there, was something big. When I went to the road, I'm not going to go to the union. And the top we used to buy for $200 and $150. That is nothing. So, what is this? It's just a casual thing. So how much work can you do? How much job? How much work can you do that requires your family? So what is the solution? When I came here, I just found out that I could not. The Lord is putting you up obedient. If only you are willing and obedient, I will take care of your family and I will do what you cannot do. Amen. If I tell you what I have send money back to you, it's your master. Of course, you believe I'm going to be good. But if I tell you the same time what God is doing in my family as a result of my obedience and will, you will not believe. Amen. When I came, I was working with you. I was trained. I was an assistant pastor of the church. I was in the university. I was in the job. I was so stressed out that tomorrow morning, this month they are setting me. This month I'm working, and people are saying sorry for me. I have sent money back home. The people use the money. They come to use the money. Was they were calling me. What was I worried? I said, Lord, you got to be serious. You have to be one thing. I said, Lord, you got to do something. What did you do? I got to listen to the music. I was in America. All of us were in the city of America in the back of the song. And they have people from us who said, boy, it's not all about this. They were doing everything wrong here. Why people are here? They want to go to the city. This is the only time where people are coming here. I can't get them wrong. But when they come out, they are shocked. They can't go out and go back home. They have nothing. And here they have nothing. They're not behind me. I think they have a day from the local school.
Strongest country, but they are one of the smallest populations.
man, when God created man, another people to listen for you this morning. When God created man, what did he do? He put his spirit in man. Man has the ability to do some things without God. And that's why the Bible says God came down to talk to man, not to give him the instruction for God. Because man had the power when he created an animal. He said, man had the power to get the animal. But God said, what is it?
Get on your mind today. You can do it.
I can give you that opportunity. Because they exist. That they exist my way. I take off my mind. That I have to be through. Or it's not. Either it is true, either I spoke with the Lord, or I didn't. I picked up my mind, I think I was 12 years ago. And that's why, no matter what the enemy is, I'm away. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be older. And the Lord, I think he's still so old. The last one on the list. The more I have gone to God, the more I see my goodness. It doesn't make me proud. It makes me sad. So I tell you now, all of us, we know. If you don't know God, if you are not coming to the Almighty, if you're still in the smoke of God, there is your hope. But why are you here? I can't go in the midst of the world. Go to the my business. My business, I'm going to go to the hospital. You are not saying that like, I don't want to walk in the street of my mind. It's no sign of love. And one thing we were talking here, that is it. That makes a mind. And if we are trying to go with this, we are all smiling. Oh, but all we know is that now, this man, this is a long time. This might be the last time you will ever drive in a car. This might be the last time you will ever drive in a car. This might be the
Thank you. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Praise the Lord. Thank you, round together for her. I think how blessed we decide to be around this corner. Today, amen, we're going to pray for her. You know, if I hear it again, somewhere, I got to pray for her. Can you come forward? If I follow you, that you take it, you know?
Yes.
Amen, praise the Lord. All of us will remember as the king, eh? Monday, who's Monday? All of us will remember the queen. You remember her?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Those who said no, actually. Amen. Yeah. You remember? Amen. Praise the Lord. Ah, I see your revelation these days. Amen. How many people remember when she was troubled? Now you see. Can you speak with her so we can pray, amen? Before we pray for her sister, she's just going to introduce her and now. We have a good day. Good day, come, brother. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a blessing for us to be here today. I want to thank God for everything that we have done for you. My sister Harris, she's a mother. My mom died when she was a teenager. She was a young girl. My mother left eight of us. She went to the UK, went to the hospital. She took care of us, seven of us. She sacrificed a lot. In those days, there was no one to me. 3 a.m. in the morning, you take time to go to the airport to look for somebody who lands in Walla Airport. You call us, give us the certain time. Some certain time, the person identified us. He sent our group with my brother, they went to start the program and I went to Australia. But for all of us, people said, try get your own people now. He was saying, no, my family first. I want to take care of them. I'm the mother. As a tradition, you know, this child will always show a good example. In 1992, she came to Cameroon. Many people said, Mommy, try get your own people now. She said, no, I want everybody to be able to me. She went back to London. She called him. She said, oh, after I'm on a queen, hey, you better keep on doing good things. It's like I'm praying and I say, oh, praise the Lord. 5 months later, she was gone. The baby, it was a little girl. She gave her a little angel and a very beautiful girl. A couple of months later, she became pregnant for Aaron. So, I really want to acknowledge her, to thank God on behalf of my brothers and sisters, that we love her, despite the difficulties. We really thank her, she's the mother to us. And the boss, I mean, the world supports me, and at times I'm so proud of her, that she's the eldest. Today is her 50th birthday. So we really want to thank God for keeping her alive
today. If you told me this was going to happen, I wouldn't have come here.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go work the eyes. But when I was sleeping, every little day I'm trying to be the best man there. It's the greatest man I've ever come across. I heard his story and I broke down here. I was crying. I don't know how he managed to come up here and speak love that it is past. I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm the lucky one. I'm standing here today. Thank you all so much. You're the most wonderful, warm, welcoming people I've ever met. Thank you. And thank you for your wonderful words. Everything you said this morning kind of it's like you're telling my story. You know? So, and my foster sister, dear, she's my little sister, but she's like my big sister. You know, she's been through her own
struggles in life that he achieved with her testimony. So all I can say is thank you, God, and there's no more words.
She's just thankful that we have this destiny or doesn't she look wonderful?
Yes.
Just thank God that she came all the way from London to celebrate that sister. Thank you. Okay, so, amen.
Yes.
We're going to pray for her, but after seven, maybe she'll come another time to tell us how she can be saved. If she can be saved, nobody can tell that she's a baby. Amen. And it ties with what we just said today. You say that, you know what, I am not going to take care of myself until my family, my brothers and sisters are able to stand on their feet. It's their mindset. It's its mindset. I just thank God for the fact that she came and she confessed to you. She didn't have anything with me. They didn't tell me anything. But it's just that I move by the Spirit of God. And it means me, I have to do it. Amen. Let us just put our hands and just pray for both of them, actually three of them, for their birthday. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you the praise, the glory, and the adoration. We thank you, Lord, because without you, they would not be standing here today. There are many people who started this year with them, and they're not here. Let us pray that this year that is coming, Lord, you bless them. You bless them more than what they've ever thought or imagined. Lord, you bless them more than last year. But the things that they struggle with last year, Lord, this year they'll be able to handle it in the name of Jesus. Lord, the issues, the failures, the difficulties, the things that they saw last year that was difficult. My Lord, my King, I pray that this year, having the Lord to stand, they will stand there for us. My Lord, my God, we prophesy victory. We prophesy increase. We prophesy prosperity. We prophesy long life in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, that Lord, that you protected your children. You protect the fools. Lord, that they will abide under your shadow because they trust in you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we cover the next 12 months with the blood of Jesus. We cover the next 12 months with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for divine health. We'll be healthy. In the name of Jesus. We pray that open heaven, Lord, that the gates of heaven will open and you will rain down your blessings. And I pray that, Lord, our relationship with you this year will be stronger. And it will move from glory to glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. May God to bless you. Put your hands together as they go to their seat. Amen. We have a program we have announced here that there's a drug program coming up where they bring specialists. Our brother Promo was here. Where people will be teaching our children and teaching us on the effects of drugs. You know, in this country, it's just a normal thing that when children get to certain age, teenagers more precisely, they're introduced into things that they would not have done if they were back home. So we expect to do that without knowledge and approach. Now we have been given that opportunity to come out here. Some of us, our children are still very young, but we want that knowledge so that when they get to that point, will be able to keep the knowledge. The only thing in this country is a little child is an education. You cannot discipline them. You cannot sanction them to do that home. So you have to give them the knowledge so they can make the right choice. So that program will be, I believe, is August the 11th. Yeah? August the 11th is a Sunday. It's a Saturday. So we want to make it fun. We want to have children perform on that Saturday. We want to have
cook out. So we invite you to put that in your calendar. So we'll come out here, we'll be specially to tell the children and tell us what to do. And then at the same time, we'll enjoy ourselves. Summer is gradually passing by. Amen? So please get yourself ready. There'll be more, you'll be hearing more about it. The children will be practicing his mother here. Oh, he's right there. So they'll be dancing and other things. And then we also, I am pleading again, parents, volunteer to come help out. The best thing you can do for God is the work that you are not paid for. Listen, the work you do and you don't have a physical paycheck for it is the best work you can do on earth. So we'll be sending text messages out there. Don't ignore the text messages. We have our children's group. We have the youth. We want everybody to be involved so we can come out, celebrate, share the information, and also invite people to this very beautiful building. Amen.
The other thing I want to add is, on that day, we'll also have school supplies for children. So if you know children who are in need, who don't have, bring them, because as a church, we're going to be blessing them with back-to-school supplies. And if you move and you'd like to be a blessing, you can either buy school supplies and bring them to church on next Sunday or even on the Saturday morning, just to be a blessing. If you want more blessed to give than to receive. And this is an opportunity to give to a child you don't even know. Something that's going to be a blessing to that child. Amen? So bring all your neighbor's children. It's, in a way, it's an evangelism. They'll be like, that's small church. I mean, they're doing this. Yes, we are. Because we can. Amen? And the God we serve is a big God. And the more you give, I pray that God will multiply and give back to you. Whether you're giving in kind, in cash, volunteering, please come. Whether you're old or young, it's our thing, amen. And then about Brother Chris, I have his phone number here. So if you like the phone number, just get a piece of paper, take out your phone, however you want to give the number, amen. 248-497-9072. I'll read it like two more times. 248